Okay, now let's go on a mushroom quest. You might remember Robin's recent conversation with mushroom guru Paul Stamets, who says they can treat tuberculosis and cancer. There's also some evidence that mushrooms can help reduce the risk of mild cognitive impairment. But first, you gotta eat them. That's why our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here. Kathy, welcome.
Hi there.
Hey, so there are all sorts of mushrooms in the store these days, and if you ask me, some of them are pretty intimidating to look at. So can you just run through the basics here and catch us up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about mushrooms is that they're not only good for you, but boy, do they taste good. They're meaty. They're earthy. They're really great for vegetarians because of that meatiness. And yet, it runs the gamut from very delicate spring mushrooms to some of the later mushrooms in the fall. Tastes like eating the forest in the best way.
Are there seasons for mushrooms?
Very much so. So this time of year in certain parts of the country, people are out looking for morels, a prize spring mushroom. They have a kind of smoky flavor that people love to saute. Also in the spring, in certain parts of the country, you can find porcini. They are very intense with a rich, meaty flavor, used a lot in Italian food with pasta and risotto. If you see these fresh, grab them.
Okay, you've got my appetite going. So let's eat some of these dishes, starting with, this looks like a mushroom scramble.
It is indeed. We thought we'd start simple, and I feel like this is like a Dr. Seuss poem. It could be a 3, 4, 5, or 6 mushroom scramble. In this one, we used portobellos, white mushrooms, also called button mushrooms, shiitake, another prized Asian variety, golden oyster, and oyster mushrooms. And they're simply sliced and sauteed with spring chives and some scallions. And then you whisk eggs with more chives and scallions, fold them into these sautéed mushrooms, and then add a dollop of sour cream at the end. This is the recipe for all the people that say, wow, that sounds really good, but I have like 5 minutes. It's a 10-minute recipe that is just packed with flavor. What do you think?
It's absolutely delicious. And I make a lot of scrambled eggs at home, but I never add mushrooms because they scare me a little bit.
What is it that scares you? Tell me your problems.
Well, I don't know exactly how to cook them. So if I made them in scrambled eggs, is that different than, say, for example, if I were to roast them?
So there are many different ways to cook mushrooms. Sauteing them is perhaps the simplest. What you want to do is just cut a tiny bit of the end off. You can eat all the stems. You want to slice it with the stems, no waste, because some of these mushrooms get to be pretty pricey. But let's segue into the idea of roasting a mushroom. When you saute it, it hits hot heat in a skillet, preferably with some olive oil, maybe some butter. It gets golden brown. But when you roast them, what happens is something different. I feel like roasting it in a high temperature oven brings out the earthy and all the nuance of mushrooms. So the next dish is simply a variety of mushrooms roasted at high temperature, 425, for about 20 minutes with garlic and shallots and olive oil.
Again, this one is delicious, and I'm noticing a little difference in the consistency. It's almost a little more al dente.
Exactly. The roasting brings out different textures and different flavors. You can throw some parsley on that. You could also throw a little heavy cream in the end if you wanted something richer and serve it on grilled toast. You could throw it on pasta or risotto. This is also a recipe where you cut some mushrooms, you toss them with some garlic and shallots and olive oil, and you throw them in the oven and walk away.
Love it.
Super simple.
All right. Dish number 3. I've got some asparagus and some mushrooms. It looks like a little salad.
It is a salad, and we are getting into that time of year where asparagus are coming out in the market. And again, a variety of mushrooms, shiitake, oyster, cremini, and I toss them with Asian flavors, sesame oil, rice wine vinegar, a little soy sauce, some fresh ginger and scallions, and if you like, a little fish sauce. And then in a separate skillet, I roast the asparagus. The mushrooms get very juicy with the sesame oil and rice wine vinegar. You take it out, you put the warm asparagus on a plate, you top them with the mushrooms and all those juices from the bottom of the pan, and you have a very sophisticated roast mushroom and asparagus salad.
That asparagus makes it taste so fresh, and that gets us to the health benefits of this food, mushrooms. Are they as good as people say they are?
They are considered a superfood. They're loaded with antioxidants. They have the nutritional benefits of vegetables, but they also have those commonly found in meat, grains, and beans. The other really great thing about them is that 3 ounces of most mushrooms runs you about 20 calories.
Wow.
No fat. So this is a win-win kind of food. Huge flavor, huge nutritional benefits, super low in calorie. How often do we get to say that?
Do you use dried mushrooms if you can't find what you're looking for in the store?
I do all the time because particularly with some of these more exotic varieties or the seasonal ones like morels and porcini, if you find them dried, you can keep them for a year or more. And what's beautiful about these mushrooms is that you soak them in almost boiling water. They come back to life and then you drain them. But the key also is that liquid that you soak the mushroom in becomes an instant mushroom broth. And it is fabulous to use in soups and stews and in risotto or any type of pasta dish. So if you do buy dried mushrooms, don't throw out the water.
All right. Good advice. Kathy, I know a lot of people have this hobby. They go hunting for their own mushrooms. I just wondered if you're ever tempted to do that up in the forests of Maine to find some of these goodies.
Years ago, I went with a professional forager and had one of the great days of my life collecting all these wild mushrooms, but it terrifies me.
Yeah.
And one needs to do it with an absolute expert, and even that is often not that safe. I would not advise people just going into the woods and looking at something going, oh, that looks edible, because often the most beautiful mushrooms are the most poisonous. There are mycology societies across the U.S. where you can go out on hikes and learn about mushrooms. But boy, I say use enormous caution.
Kathy, thank you so much. These dishes were delicious, and we're going to post all of them at hereandnow.org.
Thank you.
And while you're there, Kathy Gunst has got a lot more advice on mushrooms, like how should you wash them before you eat them?